USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's mixed messages from the White House when it comes to reopening schools. Just hours after the president tweeted, "I disagree with the CDC on their very tough and expensive guidelines for opening schools," the head of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Robert Redfield, appeared to back off those just released guidelines.
"Our recommendations are not requirements, and they're not meant to be prescriptive. We have lots of different options on how the schools can put it together."
And presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is continuing to slam the Trump administration's response to the virus.
"Columbia Medical School is saying that there'd be, if he had acted several months earlier, just 1 week earlier, there'd be 36,000, I think it was, fewer people dead. He's not changed anything. This pandemic is still raging."
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
One GOP leader says if you're not wearing a mask in public, then you're not helping the rest of us slow the spread of the coronavirus. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the coronavirus pandemic is clearly not over, and the single best thing Americans can do is wear a mask.
"It's clear it's the right thing to do. It's time for us to take responsibility not only for our own health, but for the health of others."
Speaking with reporters, the Kentucky Republican says the GOP wants to wait and see regarding the status of COVID-19 before deciding on another congressional relief package.
"I can tell you confidently it won't be $3 trillion. That bill is not going anywhere. And in terms of the amount, we'll let you know when we announce it."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A major American pharmacy chain is expanding to offer actual medical care at its stores. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Walgreens says it will be opening hundreds of doctor's offices inside its drug stores across the United States. They're partnering with VillageMD to offer scheduled appointments, walk-ins, even home visits, and telemedicine. The clinics will be built inside existing buildings with exam rooms, waiting areas, and staffs that coordinate with the in-house pharmacy to offer a one-stop shop experience for patients, according to a statement from the company, which is planning to focus the doctor's offices in areas that are already underserved and have few health care resources. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's been a spike in COVID-19 cases at the University of Washington in Seattle, and USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
An outbreak of coronavirus cases has now been reported at the University of Washington's Greek Row in Seattle. The public university said it confirmed that at least 89 fraternity house residents have tested positive for COVID-19. Four students who did not live on Greek Row but had contact with residents have also tested positive. Dr. Jeffrey Gottlieb, chair of the university's advisory committee on communicable diseases, said in a statement, "The number of cases is concerning and reminds us that outbreaks can quickly spiral." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.